about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
What kind of parties are you invited to? This kind of thing?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Hey guys, I'm a podcast listener here, and I just want to call. Ouch! My cat just bit my toe!
This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
Isn't that creepy?
And a person, in my mind, is not guilty until proven innocent. I mean, sorry, is not guilty until, yeah. You know what I'm saying? A person is innocent until proven guilty.
Well, you've got your opinion, and I've got my facts.
And now.
Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It's Wednesday morning, the 28th of August.
What's up, kids?
Hello.
Speaking of babies being born in the 9th month, which is outrageous, if I could just echo the president.
Gotta stop.
Jensen's doing his part.
Yeah.
I had a travel day yesterday, and the lady who was sitting in front of me on the plane had an infant. And tell me if this is a thing that, Jensen, you don't know, you may not, you haven't experienced this yet because you haven't flown with that yet, but... I'm terrible at estimating how old the kid is. He could have been 6 months. He could have been 2 years. I don't know. But she had a kid on her lap, and she at one point during the flight changed his diaper at her seat.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
That seemed uncool.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's a two, if it's a one, I think you could get away with it quick. Mm-hmm. Was it a two?
It was two.
Oh, yeah. Do not do that.
It was a way two.
Take it to, so two. Take it to the bathroom.
It was super two-y, man.
Too much two?
It was a lot of two.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to say anything. I mean, I know how difficult it must be to travel with a small child and everything, but it does seem like, for the comfort of other passengers nearby, that maybe a trip to the restroom would have been in order.
I made a poopy in my diaper.
That's exactly what happened. There's the young man or woman right there. So anyway, so that's uncool.
And it was smelt up the whole place? It was like if someone brought in curry or something?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not what you want.
That's not what you want.
No.
No.
So,
and no one said anything?
No. And by the way, you know, she was sitting next to somebody who wasn't her, you know, her partner.
Right.
I mean, just a random passenger was sitting next to her. And as nearly as I could tell, he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
Would any of you have said anything in that situation?
I probably would have asked for the flight attendant and then said really loudly, I think someone crapped their pants in here. Is everything okay, ma'am? And then they would have
had to... And you're sitting next to her?
Yeah. And then to your, he would have had to respond with, there's a baby next to you. And oh, can you do that? You can change a diaper right here? Oh.
Did you guys close the restrooms?
Are they broken? Are we not... can I not use it?
Should I poo my pants?
So I should have handled it in a passive-aggressive manner.
Yeah, it's always best when you're in a confined
space. That's all you too, by the way.
Yeah. Let the flight attendant do the work.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me. I do have a thing, and I love this so much. I was trying to remember. Allie couldn't help me, but Jensen, Kevin, maybe you guys know. We did a phone topic recently about petty things that people did. To whom and why? Was it breakups? Was it revenge? What was the petty phone topic that we did recently?
Was it deal breakers?
No, it wasn't dating? A breakup thing. Do you remember,
no,
Jensen?
Dating deal breakers, I was thinking.
No, it was like, I do remember it being the most petty thing you've done.
Broken up over?
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't
like,
deal breakers.
It was like a revenge thing.
Let's totally I think it was work revenge. This out on the air. This is
I'm
good.
Just trying to
good,
remember right? the context
yeah.
of it.
Yeah.
Because I think this applies, and I love this story so much, but you guys tell me if this is a baller move or if this is super petty.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Baller or petty?
Christian Yelich, who
baller.
Is...
Definitely baller.
Arguably, I mean, aside from Mike Trout, he could be the greatest baseball player in baseball today. We can all agree on that, right?
Yes.
He's the current National League MVP. He's outfielder for the Brewers. He's a superstar. He is phenomenal. He is one of the athletes appearing in the upcoming ESPN body issue. And we've all seen those issues before. They take incredibly toned athletes and put them in artistic nude photos. And his is him naked, you know, swinging a bat.
No bats, really.
I mean, so one Twitter user named Roxanne, who, by the way, has since made her account private because I assume she got a fair amount of blowback on her take, wrote to Christian Yelich and said it was incredibly distasteful and that she was sad that she did not give a thought about all the kids that idolize him before doing this naked photo shoot, which I don't know, kind of seems like a weak take to me, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the ESPN body issue is just celebrating athletes' bodies. It's not pornography.
Yeah, it's not like their schlong is out. They look like David the sculpture, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. So that was her thing. So Christian Yelich responded, "Relax, Roxanne." That was his response.
That always works, by the way. Always.
To her tweet, yeah. Uh-huh.
When you say relax, it just totally also, puts the other person in relaxation.
And using the first name of a stranger is always, that means you're serious and you're not sarcastic at all.
Okay, now I haven't even got to the baller part, but is he a dick at this point for relax, Roxanne, or is that an appropriate response to somebody who's calling him out for appearing in the ESPN body issue as dozens of athletes have before him?
I think it's fine.
Should he have ignored it?
I mean,
Most likely, yes.
Is he punching down by even responding?
Well, yeah, because
I just think, look, she's allowed to have that take. It's okay.
Even if it's a bad take.
Yeah, of course.
It's just now he puts a ton of attention onto Roxanne, and he has a much larger following, so it kind of gets her bombarded with response, I'm sure.
So last night, again, Roxanne has locked her Twitter account. Last night, you'd think the thing would be over, but Christian Yelich changed his walk-up music.
No, he didn't.
To the Police's Roxanne as he walked out from the dugout.
He's my hero.
Deck circle to the plate.
That is petty as hell.
It's so petty, right?
And I support it. It's funny.
So he is, as it says in Deadspin, taking the most of the opportunity to further dunk on an otherwise completely anonymous goober. So he walks up to Roxanne in the first inning. And I don't know if Roxanne is even a baseball fan or if she just, you know, saw the photos or whatever. But can you imagine if she actually was a Brewers fan and was disappointed and she's sitting down to watch the game?
She's there.
And then he comes out to Roxanne. I mean, change your walk-up music for one person. So baller or petty?
Oh, a petty baller.
Yeah, can we do
petty baller?
Oh, all right.
Absolutely.
A petty baller, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was great.
All right.
I loved it.
Let's talk about today's Kevin DeBeach, shall we?
No. This is the first I've heard of it. I'm crestfallen. Save. What's happening? I didn't know any of this.
He's crazy, right?
Yeah.
He's gone bye-bye?
In the best possible way.
Yeah. But he's gone bye-bye.
He's in space.
I don't think so. I think he's in control.
Oh, that interview? That whole interview?
I think he's very, very sharp. But I think this is just his personality. He's a little bit of a spaz, but I don't think he's crazy.
I think he's having fun. He's having a good time.
Yeah. I think he is an alien, and he's trying super hard to come off as a human.
To blend in.
And there are glitches, and we keep seeing the glitches.
Over time.
Yeah.
Like when he was in The Fly or Earth Girls Are Easy, he was fine.
It's going to be revealed this in like a year. We're going to be like, oh, my God, he's our new overlord. That's him.
I'd be fine with that.
That's a good theory.
Yep. Mm-hmm, thank you.
It's a solid one.
Thank you.
We have Petros Papadakis on the show today talking USC-UCLA football this season.
Yeah, college football is here, you guys.
Hard to imagine. Inappropriate gifts for your significant other on the show today. Mm-hmm. Sextortion is a thing, and it's becoming a big thing. So we'll talk about that. And we've also got your tickets to It Chapter 2, the K-Rock Advanced screening.
The best.
Quite a game for you today.
Quite a game today. So we'll take a break. We'll come back. 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:52.
Is that new? That sounds good.
Yes,
brand new. I like that.
Just came out today.
Yeah, I like it. Mm-hmm. Hey, Allie.
Hey, Bean.
What's happening?
Well, what's happening is if you headed down to Irvine last night for the Blink 182 Lil Wheezy show, Lil Wayne, I just like Lil Warren, you didn't see him.
You saw less of him than
maybe some of you paid tickets for. He tweeted last night at 7:19 p.m., due to issues with the plane, I'm sorry to say I won't be able to make the show in Irvine tonight. Portland, I'll see you Friday. 7:19. Where was he flying from?
Plane.
Like somewhere 10 minutes away? That's when he found out? Weird, right? You guys?
That's a little weird.
That is weird.
It is weird.
And this is after he like publicly said something, right? Like on stage about not wanting to do the tour anymore. Yeah. He one of the early stops, he went up there and was like, I don't know how long I'm going to be doing this.
Oh, back in July. Yeah.
But still, I mean, clearly he wants off the tour.
Oh, I thought you meant like recently. Oh, like, no. Yeah, in July, he's like, I can't do this, blah, blah, blah. And everyone was like, oh, it's because he was opening at that point and people weren't showing up early enough for him, is what he thought. But at least about 5 days ago, they dropped official mashup tracks and some limited edition merchandise together.
Good. Cool.
So if you want to buy some of that, I think it might be a collector's item at some point.
I mean, this was a good idea on paper, but
I liked it too.
Doesn't seem like it's working out the way everybody hoped.
Well,
and by the way, he knew well before 7:19 that he wasn't going to make it to Irvine.
Yeah, I would think so. Absolutely. But I did wake up to a tweet from a guy named Jonathan that said, "You lied. Lil Wayne didn't show up in Irvine for the Blink show." And I was like, "Oh, I lied months ago when I said that they were doing a tour together." Okay. I apologize.
You should've
known. I apologize, Jonathan. I hope everything is okay.
That's an incredible bitch.
I am. I should have known he wouldn't show up to that show.
Why don't you yank me, loser?
All right. Guys, Leslie Jones has reportedly opted out and is leaving Saturday Night Live after 5 seasons.
I have mixed feelings about that.
She first joined the long-running sketch show as a writer, quickly became a featured player, and then a cast member in 2014. Sources say she thinks, I'm going to be a big star outside of SNL. Now's my chance. So she's going to explore some film projects. She has a Netflix comedy special that's scheduled. She signed on to host the upcoming revival of the game show Supermarket Sweep.
Yes, that'll be great.
Yes!
I feel like they should have led with this. Yeah. She's currently filming Coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
I think the headline should have just been Leslie Jones quits SNL for Supermarket Sweep.
I feel like by putting it that high up, like, what are you doing? That's not good. But it's right around the time of that annual recalibration where Lorne Michaels decides, do I want to keep them around longer or do I want to get some new blood in? Which is so interesting that he waits essentially right before the start of the new season in September, which is just rude. But the great news is Kate McKinnon said she's staying on for another season, which if anyone could leave and become a huge star, I would think it would be Kate McKinnon. What are your mixed feelings?
Well, first of all, Leslie was very good in Ghostbusters, so it's not like I don't think she might do well. Here's my problem with Leslie Jones. She has been great in some things, but she, like Pete Davidson on that show, seems to almost always just show up and play Leslie Jones.
Right.
Yeah.
They just play themselves. They're not sketch actors like everybody else on that show. They just come in and be Leslie Jones or be Pete Davidson. And I'm fine. I think I'm fine with that. I'm fine with them going. Either one of them.
Think SNL will survive?
I do. Yeah. I mean, they're not the heavy hitters on the shows, I guess is what I'm saying. You agree? Anyone agree?
I have never laughed at her ever. I just feel like she comes on the screen and screams about something and
That's
then she's
accurate.
Gone. Yeah. And I don't think it's a huge loss. Good for her that she's got a ton of other things lined up. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I think so too.
The funniest thing she does is when she just tweets and posts videos about the Winter Olympics.
Right.
That is the funniest thing she does.
Yeah, true.
But I think she's going to be in every movie ever. She'll be in every TV. I mean, she's clearly never going to not work, so.
There you have it, everybody.
Me like it.
We're all okay with Leslie Jones leaving a show that really none of us but Bean watches.
Yeah, I don't watch it. I didn't speak up.
There you have it. Wow, the NFL is really, really going after the demographic they need. Betty White is keeping things fresh, you guys. The 97-year-old has been snagged as a key attraction in NBC's push to bring a broader audience to Sunday Night Football. There's a new promo that features her talking about the September 5th matchup between the Packers and the Bears. And she tells viewers, quote, "There's only one thing more badass than this year's kickoff. And you're looking at her." She is 97. What audience is she bringing in NFL?
They have to be weekend at Burning her. You know what I mean? Like, she, we haven't seen her in a while. We actually just talked about her recently.
Yeah, we haven't seen her
hasn't
in
been
a long
TV.
Time.
Yeah, I mean, this at this point, let's let Betty White be an old woman. Like, don't worry. She doesn't have to work.
I saw the promo. She looked good, but she was sitting down. I mean, she it wasn't like the Super Bowl commercial where she was out playing football a few years ago.
Right.
So she's probably slowed down. But, I mean, I you get what they're going for. They're the 100th year of the NFL. They were looking for somebody around 100. There aren't many out there that are famous.
You think that's what they were going for?
Oh, that's absolutely what they were going for.
They're doing a lot of celebrating the 100th. They're doing a lot of that.
Yeah, that's what they were looking for, is they were looking for somebody who would be representative of 100 years of NFL football. So she's the closest they got.
So when they say they're using her as a key attraction to push a broader audience to Sunday Night Football, that's the 100-year-old audience?
Hey, that's a demographic.
Look, you need them.
Hopefully they're just going to leave the TV on and die, and then you
and
always have those ratings.
Getting ratings, yes.
Okay.
While the cat's eating their face, still getting that rating.
I mean, that took it too far, you guys.
As long as it's on the right channel, man, that's all that matters.
Doesn't matter.
I mean.
Jay-Z was just hired by the NFL to find a younger audience, and it looks like he's already doing it.
Nice work.
He figured it out.
Good times, everybody. Hey, some birthdays for you guys. Jason Priestley, Jack Black, Jennifer Coolidge, Daniel Stern, Armie Hammer, and Florence Welch. Also says here, Honey Boo Boo. No, no.
I don't think we need to do
we
that.
We don't need to celebrate her and her talking tummy and sketty.
Nope.
Is that her?
Probably.
That's her. Okay. We're going to play the latest song from Lana Del Rey coming up next year on the Kevin and Bean Show. And this just in, Lana will be joining us tomorrow morning on the program. Always fun when she comes by.
Obviously.
A delightful and fascinating and very talented young woman.
She's quite an enigma.
Is she?
I think so. She's
Sort of in her own lane, for sure.
And I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. New album comes out Friday. Lana Del Rey joins us tomorrow morning right here on K-Rock.
So we're in Vegas for the singles party, and I ordered some room service, and the guy shows up, and I always ask the same question, which is there a tip included in the bill? Most of the time there is now.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Correct.
Because I want a tip if there's not, but I don't really if there is, if I'm already tipping.
You don't need a double tip.
Right.
Of course.
Yeah.
So the guy brings my food, and I say, is there a
tip? How much chocolate in your order, Kevin?
All.
Okay.
You just get a fondue fountain?
Because I did see one of the videos from Las Vegas was you eating half a chocolate cake. I mean, it was the biggest piece of chocolate cake I think I've ever seen.
I don't
seen.
Know if you saw how close to death I was, too. It was pretty rough.
Yes. Yeah, that was that cake rough. Was the only thing keeping you alive. So I just assumed when you got back to the hotel, you ordered some more chocolate to be brought up.
So the guy, I say, is the tip included? The guy says, there's a service charge.
That's not an answer.
I didn't know what to do. And he was looking at me, so I was like, all right. And I just signed my name, thanks. Thinking like, I guess that's the tip. I didn't know at the time. I was very confused.
That
is that a tip?
That,
is that not a tip?
That is confusing. That's not that a service charge.
Yeah, it's not a tip.
It's not a tip, I don't think.
Well, it
No, a service charge at most hotels that you'd be staying at is usually 20%, which is their tip.
Okay.
But why don't they call it gratuity?
So the service charge is their tip?
Yes, but then there's also still the line for gratuity, which some people will give like a couple bucks, you know, usually in cash, whatever. On top of that,
but
you don't have to because it literally says 20% on there as
which
the service charge.
Which is a good tip.
Which is the tip.
Yeah, agreed.
It's a good
absolutely.
Tip.
Okay, so that's the case for hotels. Is that also the case for restaurants?
Well, that's what we want to know. We need somebody that knows to call us because at restaurants they do the same thing.
But
they
also
put a service
hotels,
charge on
I mean,
it.
What if we're not right?
Yeah, agreed.
So
there are some hotels that don't have a delivery charge or service charge on there. If they don't, you tip.
Delivery charges and service charge are different, or the same?
Say, are delivery charges ever kept by the hotel?
I don't look at a delivery charge as a tip. Service charge, absolutely.
How do we know?
It says service charge.
Yeah, no, but I didn't. He said service charge to me, and I was like, well, I mean, I guess that's it. I didn't really have it. I didn't know what to do, so I was like, okay, thanks.
All right,
and I always tip if I can, but I don't want to double tip.
Let's take a, by the way, just as a P.S., I've been tipping every time I've taken an Uber since we had that conversation. Every single time I've been tipping 20%.
Bean, can I tell you that that I've been cleaning up parking lots of grocery carts? I walk around and clean it all up.
We've both been shamed into better behavior. Let's take a couple of calls at 1-800-520-1067 on this. The surcharge and the tip, are they the same thing? Are they different things? And does it depend where you are? And the reason I am further confused by this is because I see stories all the time about restaurants announcing, due to fill in the blank, yeah, higher insurance charges, employee taxes, or the new Green Deal, or whatever, or because we have to use plastic straw, can't use paper plastic straws, yeah, we have to charge more. I mean, there's all sorts of things that they are now charging for that they didn't used to charge for because the businesses are saying, hey, we'll lose money if we don't add this additional surcharge. But that is, I think that in every case, that is money that is earmarked for something else and, yeah, has nothing to do with your service.
Yeah, yeah. The very good restaurant Republic here in Los Angeles was one of the first to really put up a sign that says, hey, we're giving 4% on top of our bills because that's what gives our employees insurance and benefits and et cetera. And I was like, all right.
And I think some places also are doing it for back of house people who don't have access to tips from, yeah, the customer. So they add on a little something for them, which I think we're okay with.
I mean, I don't know I don't know about you, no Uber tipper guy. But I know I'm fine with it.
Hey, I'm like a hell of a tipper now.
I like the beat is now tipping every time, like he's looking around, seeing if anybody's watching, pulls out the smallest amount he can.
I'm going to give you $5, sir.
No, I tip on the app.
It's me, Bean from the radio.
If anyone is watching me right now, here's a huge $2 tip.
So what's the deal with a surcharge? Do you still have to tip?
Charge.
Is it a service charge or a surcharge?
Or a delivery charge.
They're called both. I mean, you see both, yeah. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we talk to George in Rancho Santa Margarita, because he has at least some skinny on this.
All right, George, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. What do you know?
Yes, I work in hotels, and so the service charge or service fee or even delivery fee that you see on room service bills, not all of that goes directly to the employee as a tip. And there's probably typically fine language that says a good portion of this goes to the hotel for blah, 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 and X, Y, and Z. So,
but what am I paying?
I'm not saying
what am
you're
I paying
working in hotels,
for?
I don't tip on top of the service charge.
You don't?
No.
You don't, but wait, you just said that most of the time that doesn't go to the server.
Correct. A portion of it goes to the server or the attendant delivering your room service.
But when
service.
You're staying in a hotel, you don't tip on top of that.
Not on the room service bills, no.
Because it's usually 20%.
Yeah, he's saying 20% is enough even if you don't. I mean,
he doesn't get it all.
Yeah, or they put a $3 delivery charge and all that kind of stuff. So a portion of that is already going to them, so no need to tip on top of that.
So you're fine if the server who brings the food to you gets the pennies and the hotel gets the dollars. I think I got it.
Yeah, the older white guy at home who owns the hotel. Yeah,
management. Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I think I understand.
Makes
you.
Sense.
All right, let's try Mike Pasadena up next, 1-800-520-1067. Just trying to understand what the terms are. What are we dealing with and what are we supposed to do? Mike, what's your background on this story?
Well, I've been a bartender for 20 years, and like your last caller, I would say that, and what you said, that it's pennies on the dollar for the server, or the bartender, or the hostess, whatever, because depending on where you work, you know, the service charge, 20%, say, you know, you get 10% or 8%. It all depends on what kind of crooks are running the establishment.
I think it's different between a restaurant and a hotel, though. A service charge of 20% is one thing versus a bill that comes and it says parties of six or more, we're going to charge you 20%.
Isn't that a tip?
That's the tip.
That has to be.
Yeah, I've never heard of him saying a service charge for a bartender.
No, I agree with that. That if it's a restaurant and it's a party of six, that's basically the gratuity.
That's the gratuity. Okay.
But when a server says there's a service charge, that's you know sign for we're getting ripped off.
Yeah.
And if you want to, you know, like you mentioned, throwing in a couple bucks cash, that's awesome. And it just blows my mind how many people think, oh, there's a service charge there, and we're paying too much, and we're not going to pay anymore.
I didn't know.
I've never seen a service charge on a restaurant or bar bill, ever.
Well,
I've seen it at hotels.
Technically, the Republic thing would be a service charge, the 4% or whatever, but they're very vocal about what it is.
I mean, it's on the menu, it's on signs.
So have we clarified?
I mean, to an extent. I mean, the thing I guess that's most disturbing is that when you have a service charge at a hotel, it's basically mostly going to the hotel.
And so you're not tipping at all?
No. Or a little bit, very little.
Or a
little.
Tiny bit.
Pennies on
tiny
the dollar.
Tiny bit at most.
Yeah. So basically...
So do you still tip on top of the service
charge? I think
charge?
What we're saying is don't get room service. It's confusing.
Yeah, just walk down to 7-Eleven.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:52.
Again, that's Lana Del Rey, who'll be joining us tomorrow morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Allie, I hope you're going to help me out after your What's Happening just after 7, because I am spending so much money on sextortion right now.
I know you are.
I may have to get another job.
You're like, I have so much Bitcoin going to anonymous men.
I have like 5 or 6 going at the same time.
Yeah.
People really got me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what am I going to do? I can't let those videos come out.
You can't. And the footage of you also having an affair, those photos. We're going to talk all about sextortion and what you need to be aware of. Anyone that's not cheating on a significant other or doing inappropriate things in front of the camera on their computer, you might be good. But
you might be good is the best you can say.
But stay tuned, because bad things are coming.
I just know
that
nobody in this room looks happy.
All right. We'll get to that after this riveting news, you guys. Any of you jump on the Popeye's chicken sandwich craze?
Okay. I was out yesterday and on a plane for a few hours. And when I landed, it's like all the world was talking about was chicken.
Yeah.
Like chicken became the only thing in America. And it's because of a new sandwich that they debuted called The Sandwich?
Well, they debuted it 2 weeks ago. Their nationwide debut, August 12th. And quite frankly, that's all anybody's been talking about for the last couple weeks.
And let's
but
be honest.
Popeye's had chicken sandwiches since there's been a Popeye's?
Not this one.
Not this one. This was new.
And Popeye's, as the fast food correspondent, it's not a hot button fast food place.
No, right. Most people think chicken Chick-fil-A when they think of a chicken
or
sandwich.
Or even KFC, really.
Sure.
Like, you don't think Popeye's immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is an unpopular take, but I think Popeye's is by far the best chicken restaurant.
I don't think that's unpopular. Far.
Really?
I mean, especially
this
week.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So what's going on with the sandwich?
Well, here's the thing. There have been lines 100 people deep at all Popeye's locations for the last couple
weeks. I'm
going
to say no matter how good it is, it's not worth that.
No.
People are losing their minds over this sandwich to the point where, I love this story, a teen in North Carolina thought about it and he's like, wait, it's a captive audience. Let me go down there and start registering people to vote. A teenager went down, got in the line in North Carolina in Charlotte, and was registering people.
Love it.
That's amazing. But here's the bad part, Popeye's chicken sandwich people.
Uh-oh.
They released a statement yesterday that due to the extraordinary demand, they have sold out. They have sold out not just at a specific store.
Oh, God.
Calm down. Not just at a specific, you know, Popeye's, you know, on La Brea. This is company-wide. They had projected inventory would last till the end of September, but the craze, which was fueled mostly by social media, caused demand to exceed the supply. They are out of chicken.
Sorry for
guys.
Not knowing this, but what's different about this sandwich that everyone is going so crazy?
It's just great, and it's got some pickles on it.
Okay, all right, great.
I saw Andrew Siciliano last night on his decades-long tirade against mayonnaise, saying he cannot believe that Americans are lining up for a sandwich with mayonnaise on it. He hates mayonnaise. It's the only thing he hates.
He's got such issues with mayo.
He really does.
Really
very
does.
Concerning. Like I said, the demand for the sandwich was so high, there were hour-long lines, as well as someone trying to sell a sandwich on eBay for $7,000. Just amazing. But they hope to have more soon, but they just need everyone to know, we're sorry. We thought we would have it through September, but...
They were only off by a month.
Dumb question.
Things happen.
Are they out of all chicken in the restaurants, or can you go in and get some of the other items on the Popeye's menu, just not the sandwich?
Do you have chicken fingers?
I think they still have chicken fingers, little poppers, everything. Yeah, I think it's just the chicken for that sandwich, which came from a very different part of the chicken.
Dave says that they stopped in Barstow on the way to Las Vegas for the singles party.
Yeah?
And some of the listeners were able to buy the sandwich at a Popeye's then, and Dave had a bite.
Kevin!
It was very tasty.
You didn't get one?
I was hitting a rough patch right then.
That's when you were having
And I went right to McDonald's and I sat by myself for 10 minutes.
Is Dave saying he shared?
For the restaurant to stop. What?
Is Dave saying he shared a chicken sandwich
with
a listener?
He took a bite.
Yeah, he took a bite.
Yes.
Why not buy one,
from
you
a
weirdo?
Listener?
Yes, from a listener. I wasn't hungry and the guy made me taste it. So
he made you.
I'm
going to need that clip. Yeah.
Enjoy the herpes.
The guy made me taste it. I mean, all right.
I love that Dave met a guy and like an hour later was like, yeah, I'll bite your chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
It was that kind of trip.
Listen, what happens on the party bus stays on the party bus. I have heard that.
Allie, what about your guy that loves chicken so much?
They got a pickle on that chicken sandwich. They got a pickle. Listen to me. They got a pickle on the chicken sandwich that tastes like chicken. The pickle tastes like chicken. You hear me?
He's just following his wife around the kitchen.
Not only, and then into the bedroom, and he crawls on the bed. He's on all fours. He's like, do you hear me? A pickle. It is my favorite video of a kid taping their dad losing it
that
about this chicken sandwich. Oh, it brings me such joy, you guys.
How are we not sending someone out for chicken sandwiches right now?
Well, the company's out.
Yeah. Is it everybody starving?
Mentioned that the whole country is out.
Right, but there, we can get chicken sandwich from somewhere else.
Sure. No.
It's not
that's
the same, though,
that's
Bean.
The point. They're nowhere
Come
else.
Come on, man.
Okay.
Ever.
Sorry.
Popeyes or die, yo. I've said it my whole life, and I'll say it again.
I have seen your back tattoo with that on it.
Thank you.
Do we have to deal with problematic...
Why have you seen my back tattoo?
Jeez. Do we have to deal with problematic... political views with this chicken sandwich?
Why?
I don't think so with Popeyes.
Okay, good. Well, the other one we do.
Chick-fil-A. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. No one's talking about that place. Well, we're talking about Popeyes.
Whoa.
Like I said, Popeyes are dying.
Wow.
I'll say
By
it again.
By the way, I also have to add, and I'm sorry to extend this conversation.
No, it's great.
I also have to add, wasn't yesterday also the day that Kentucky Fried Chicken debuted their Beyond Meat?
Yeah, we talked
tenders?
About it.
Just in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, just Atlanta.
Yeah, just the one location in Smyrna. Atlanta suburbs of Smyrna. But,
why are you saying it like that? Do it
apparently,
again. Do it again. Where?
Smyrna. Apparently that was a huge hit, and they also ran out.
Yeah, they're going to definitely go wide with that.
Yeah, which is great.
Yeah.
Also, Pizza Hut. You missed it yesterday, is doing fried chicken pizza. So fried chicken's having a moment.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
He also asked us if we'd eat dog food.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
It got real confusing yesterday, Bean. Real confusing.
I don't think I'd feed anything to my dog that I wouldn't eat myself.
Well, Del Taco had a special...
But we couldn't
determine. We were clear.
Was it for us or was it for our pet?
We still haven't fully... really addressed it, but I'm fine with your answers.
Okay.
That sounds like a Mug's tape piece to me.
I'm in.
I like it. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, some birthdays for you. Florence Welch, Armie Hammer, Daniel Stern, Jennifer Coolidge, Jason Priestley, and Jack Black. Who's better than Jack Black?
Jack White.
All right, we have your passes for It Chapter 2 in about a half hour.
Ooh, yes.
Strong. I understand there's a fun new game we're going to play.
Hell of a game. Mm-hmm. Tell you that right now.
Plus, a pair of premium VIP seats to watch Bellator 228, which is coming to the Forum on September 28th. You can win those on this morning's program as well. So good stuff coming up. First, though, Allie, we're a little bit nervous about the segment.
Yeah, you should be.
I'm broke.
You should be, you pervert.
What happened?
You know how I always say... people are watching you right now on your computer. They're looking at you through that camera. Whatever you're doing in your home, they are watching.
And you exaggerate that, of course.
I don't. Just put a little cover on that. Put a sticker. I have one that you can slide open, like if you're going to do a FaceTime chat.
Like a peephole.
Yeah, essentially. So always have it covered. And here's just one reason why. Sextortion cases are on the rise, you guys. People are being targeted by this one specific scam that Bean knows a lot about. Here's the thing. You open up an email, and it's from someone you don't know that says, listen, I've got all your passwords. I've got your Facebook account. Sometimes they'll show you your Facebook friends list.
Mm-hmm.
And then they say, I don't want to have to send this video that I have obtained of you watching pornographic materials, maybe touching yourself, but I got the video. I recorded you. I have the video. I will send it to these people unless you send me some Bitcoin. Here's where you send it. and it's over.
And they do Bitcoin because it's untraceable.
Absolutely.
You can't follow who it goes to.
The email that I got threatened to send the video. Not that there is a video, because there wouldn't be a video.
right.
No video. But if there were, they were going to send it to every contact in my email.
Yes. Everybody. That's your bosses, your coworkers, your church friends, your wife.
I could not look my church friends in the face.
You couldn't. You couldn't.
Or you could.
Or it's pretty impressive.
Get a load of this.
Walking into church, everybody's looking at me going...
That's high praise.
Were they doing finger guns?
They were. That's exactly what it was.
I like it.
Excellent. Here's the thing, you guys. This is a scam.
It's a scam.
What? It's a scam? I paid $600. I mean, somebody must have paid and shouldn't.
Well, I'll tell you this. The company's researchers have analyzed more than 7 million email addresses impacted by the sextortion case in the first half of 2019 alone.
Whoa.
Guess how much they have sent in Bitcoin?
I mean, who could have fallen for this?
$1.5 million.
What?
In just the first half of 2019 alone.
Bean, how many payments in the first half of 2019?
I mean, every month. Just they take it out of my account on the 17th. But $1.5 million. So this is not only a scam. This is a scam that is working.
Yeah. Well, it's basically a spray and pray attack. You just send this out, and usually it's bots sending it.
Right.
So they've got all of these emails. They just send it out and hope someone's been wanking in front of their computer screen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them now also say, I know you're having an affair. I have, and then they'll, again, show your email addresses, everything. Mm-hmm. What? Yeah.
Oh, you got that one?
Yeah.
Oh, what did you get?
No, I just got, we're going to publish your affair.
Oh, my.
And that was via email.
It was deleted, yeah.
And did it have any details?
Not really.
Because
it was really general, and it was very much a phishing scheme, and it was no, I'm not.
Yeah.
Because I have a friend who got a letter in the mail without a stamp on it, which means that they put
it
in the mailbox, and it was very specific as far as, like, I saw you on this street with this, and it was all fake. It's all made up. And
lot of specifics so that you buy it.
Because of the neighborhood.
Yeah.
But you look closer and you could tell it's just like a form letter, but it had some, had streets on it and had his name on it and stuff. So
I can see why people would fall for that.
Oh,
people that
don't
know that this kind of scam happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that are having an affair or wanking. Sure.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing one or the other.
Sometimes at the same time.
I do remember, I'm just trying to think back of some of the details in the email that I got. I did like Kevin and just deleted it. But I do remember that they said, this is not a negotiation. Even if you even respond to this email, I'll just go ahead and put it out. That ends the conversation. You know what I mean? Like, I'll release the video if you even write me back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, what kind of video do you have? Is that what people are sending back? Like, explain in detail.
Give me some details.
Like,
exactly.
Which kink did you find?
Tell me. So, what's your advice? Do I have a tattoo on my back?
What are we learning here, Allie? Is just ignore them. They're all
saying,
scams, right?
Not only are they all scams, they're saying if you get one, just delete it. Do not open any attachments because there's malware all over them. You open it, then your that email address is sent to everyone else that's trying to scam you, as well as you're going to be laced with malware.
What about the news report that came out a couple weeks ago that said there were 200 million email accounts in this sextortion attack? Mm-hmm. Are you on the list? I saw that and I thought,
same.
Just want you to put in your email address and now you are on the list.
It says check if your email list is here. And I was like, no.
No, thanks.
That's a scam.
Don't even do it.
The internet is full of neat stuff.
Well, it's phishing defense specialist Cofence. They're the ones that said there's 200 million email addresses. And they do have a place where if you're being targeted, click here. And if you don't know if you're being targeted, click here, put in your email address, and we'll let you know if you're on this list.
I know we're saying this.
Yeah.
But I, to be honest, one time responded to an email, and I got $200 million from the Prince of Nigeria.
You did?
Yeah.
You're the one?
I did it, yeah.
Wow.
So I do know.
Well, I thought that was
sometimes
it works.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes
how about that internet? Isn't that crazy?
It really is.
We have a pair of passes to the KROQ advanced screening of It Chapter 2. You get to see it a few days before it is released in theaters. We'll give you those tickets in 5 minutes or less right here on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. First, though, how about the Kevin and Bean Afro line at 323-520-AFRO? This is our voicemail 24/7. You leave us a message on any topic.
Hey, what's up? Podcast listener here.
gargle, gargle, gargle. oh, that would have been better if I had some water.
He's not wrong.
What he was trying to do there.
It's a mistake that we ever told that story, isn't it, Bean?
Yes, it is.
Hot take?
Yes.
Recap a couple of our...
That's just your name?
Hot take, yeah.
I respond to it now.
I see.
Basically, I don't think that... I have feelings on things. One of them being, I don't think people should say God bless you anymore. We all know that's a thing. Come on, we don't have to keep doing that. And then on top of that, obviously, people, if you're over 18, only have a birthday when it's on an even number or 21. These are all obvious to me.
Insane.
So don't be 34 and be having a party. You're not seven. That's what you're
saying. All concerts should be an hour.
Okay.
Hot take. You hate bless yous. You hate birthdays, but your dog has an Instagram account? F you, Jensen.
Well, I stand with him.
Technically,
I stand with him as well.
It was my wife who made the account. But you know what? I enjoy looking at it, and I'll keep that take to myself. I think you should have a dog with an Instagram.
So I'm out here working in front of the Westfield Topanga, and all I can think of is that Jensen Karp's walking around somewhere around here in a Hawaiian shirt trying not to poop.
He's not wrong.
Being adopted a wild cat for a day or two, and was petting it, was feeding it.
Mm-hmm. Named it.
And then it bit his foot.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't go to the doctor.
No.
But he did find that the cat belonged to someone else, and now he's catless.
Hey, Bean, I got a cat you can pet.
Can I give you guys an update?
Yes, please.
That I got a text from my wife this morning, because as you know, we live in different states. And she woke up, she heard a noise, woke up, there was a bat in our bed.
Yes, name it. Did she name it?
Did she cook it salmon?
Are you asking me a question about my new pet, Bat Corbin? Is that what's going on here?
Wait, are you serious, though? Is there a bat?
Yes.
In your home?
In her bed.
What do you mean, in her bed?
Like, in her bed, like hanging out on the bed. She's sleeping with Linus. She hears a noise. She wakes up. She sees a bat sitting on the bed.
Like spooning her?
Like, well, what? I don't know about that. I don't know how romantic it got, but I'm just saying.
How does a bat get in?
With a dog laying there.
Because we sleep with the doors and windows open.
Well, maybe don't do that every time.
You're going to get a bear one day, and you're going to stop laughing.
Oh, luck out.
So the journey continues, you guys.
Hey, podcast listener here. Just want to say, Bean, you are one funny man. Wakanda forever. Man, I like you. Mm-hmm. This is David Duke, by the way.
Okay. All right. I have no idea what he's referring to, but it sounds racist.
Oh, no.
This
is David Duke.
See, because racist.
Yeah, we got it.
Hey, Bean, I heard your great news today about the poor little boy who you got to get swabbed and see if you're a match. And just wanted to let you know, I got swabbed, and I'm really thankful that you also didn't say Wakanda forever.
His name wasn't Juan. It was Alfredo, first of all. And second of all, he is referring to a little seven-year-old who is going to die if he doesn't find a stem cell match. And he is, unfortunately, because he's Hispanic, there are so few Hispanics on BeTheMatch.org that it's very unlikely that he will find a match. So we did the great news story, still hoping for a happy ending, and urging our Hispanic and Latino listeners to go to BeTheMatch.org and sign up and see if maybe you're a match and you can save this kid's life.
Hello, Bane. This is your cousin from England. I'm calling to tell you that your accent is very creepy. And for some reason, I'm from New Zealand now. This is Hulk Hogan, by the way.
See, that's the thing when you start doing an accent and you can't do accents, is they do wobble a lot. Mm-hmm. And you do start out being British, and then you're Irish, and then you're Australian, and then you're New Zealand. It's tough.
It's a hell of a song. You won't be able to get it out of your head.
1-877 Bean the Dick. B-E-A-N, Bean the Dick.
I don't know that... We need that.
So Beer Mug was at a Dodger game, and he left at the top of the ninth inning, and the Dodgers came back and won it.
Yeah.
And he wasn't there. He also missed the famous Kirk Gibson home run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because his mom took him away from that game where they were live at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never, ever leave the game until it's over. I'm an Angel fan, and I know this. Moron.
Hmm.
What about this, though? I hadn't thought of this.
Has anybody ever considered that the Muggses
leaving Dodger games is the reason they end up winning. Oh, we petitioned for the Muggses to get season tickets, but they're forced to leave before the ninth inning starts.
I like
that. I mean, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Never thought of that.
Didn't even think of that.
Like, the Dodgers wouldn't have won that game if Muggs had stuck around.
Correct. They would have lost.
Amazing.
It's time for the Wheel of Animal Voices. All right, let's see what's on the wheel. Each animal on the wheel are animals that have interacted with the Kevin and Bean crew recently. No. Some of them we might have to use the hotline to heaven. All right, we got the aggressive seagull that flew into Allie's hotel room at Comic-Con weekend.
Yep.
Dude, we got baby bird that Bean tried to check on but sent it to its death. Three, okay. We got dead squirrel on Jensen's driveway that was actually alive but was too scared to rescue it. Number four, we got the radioactive brown recluse spider that bit Kevin.
Wow.
And five, new on the wheel, we got Bean's vampire cat that bit Bean. All right, spin the wheel.
We are fighting with nature and largely losing.
Really are.
I don't know what's happening, but nature hates us for some reason.
Wow.
And I don't blame it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, can you guys bring back the new Kevin and Bean theme?
Do you remember that? Lonely Island?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
New Kevin and Bean. New Kevin and Bean theme.
Kevin and Bean. New Kevin and Bean theme. By the Lonely Island. They're gonna play it every day from now on. Contractually bound to play it every day. And they will get sued if they don't.
We haven't played in like 6 months.
I think we did drop the ball on that.
323-520-AFRO, 24 hours a day.
And if you can keep one other phone number in your mind, you can call us right now at 1-800-520-1067. If you'd like to score tickets to It, Chapter 2 at the AMC Burbank, September 4th. It's in theaters everywhere on the 6th. All we can tell you about this is you're an It fan. You loved the first movie. You want to see the second one early? Call us now. September 6th is when it's in theaters. We're talking about Stephen King's It, Chapter 2 at the AMC Burbank. You get to see it on the 4th. By the way, a dumb question here. Was the first It movie based on the Stephen King book It, and now they've had to write a whole new story, or is this based on a Stephen King sequel to the book?
No, it's all from the It book. It's,
yeah.
That book is huge, and so they split it up into
they
two movies.
Broke it into two. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal cast again, Jessica Chastain, James McAvoy, Bill Hader, Allie. And you get to see it early. It's one of the most anticipated films of the year. We're giving away tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067 with a game that we call Band or Clown.
Welcome, my friends. It's time to come in. If you want It Chapter 2 tickets to win, it won't be that easy. It will be quite hard. But if you win, you'll get to see Bill Skarsgård. Band or Clown? Band or Clown? If you don't win, you'll have a big frown. Band or Clown? Band or Clown? If you don't win, I'll take you to Brown Town.
Why? How come?
All right. So,
why? How come?
So the callers are set up. Explain just briefly what Omar didn't tell us. So we're going to be giving them a name?
It's very easy. But honestly, I'm kind of nervous because we tried it earlier and none of us got it. So I'm sort of scared in that way. But
you're going to have to listen and identify, basically.
Yeah.
Is what it comes
you
down
tell
to.
Us if it's Pennywise the Clown or if we're playing a song from Pennywise the Band.
Correct.
That's the whole game.
Oh, okay. All
so,
right.
So, again, like I said, we thought it would be easy, but then we listened to it earlier. We got them all wrong, which is scary, I think.
All right. Well, we only have five pair of tickets, but let's hope we can find that many smart people.
Eric and El Monte, hi.
Hey, what's up, party people?
We're playing
Band or Clown.
So, Band or Clown, you're going to have to identify,
you get it, right, Eric? It's going to be a clip that's either the clown or the band. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's simple enough.
Okay.
Yeah, so you say.
Oh, cocky. That's what got us in trouble. Uh-huh. All right, here we go. You ready?
Yep.
I'll take him. I'll take all of you. And I'll feast on your flesh as I feed on your fear.
Okay. Is that the band Pennywise or the clown from the movie It Pennywise?
That's got to be the clown.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Right out of the gate.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, we got one. We still have
we
four left.
We feel stupid.
Yeah, we may have already peaked, but that was very well done.
That was good.
All right, let's go to Eileen in West Covina. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, are you ready, Band or Clown? Did you get that last one? Did you get the last one?
Yes.
Okay.
I got the last one.
All right.
Good.
You're on track. Okay, here we go.
Come on, Eileen.
Kyle, good luck. All right. Is that a band or a clown?
That's the band, Pennywise.
Unbelievable.
Oh, this is amazing.
Band or clown?
I mean, our listeners are incredible.
Better than us.
I wasn't expecting 2 for 2 out of the game.
No.
Alvaro in Carson. Good morning. Alvaro.
Good morning.
I don't know how to say your name. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How are you doing so far?
Good so far.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Band or clown?
Come join the clowness. We all float down here. Yes, we do.
All right.
I thought this is a tough one.
I thought I had it. Then I heard the sound effect. Now I'm.
Yeah. Is that band or clown?
Clown?
Oh, how are you doing?
Band or clown?
How are they doing this?
Did somebody like leak the answers on the internet or something like
that's
that?
A great
up on
question.
Our social media
checking the screeners.
It's very suspicious at this point.
Adam in Rancho Cucamonga. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You don't have any prior knowledge of what you're about to hear. There's no cheating going on.
Because if we find out you did, we're going to have to take tickets away.
That's the law.
I don't, but I'm also scared to get this wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's right.
All right, good luck. Here we go.
This isn't real enough for you, Billy. I'm not real enough for you. It wasn't real enough for Georgie.
Hey, good morning.
I know this one.
Now, take a moment to think about it, Adam. Don't just rush to your first thought, okay? What is it, a band or a clown?
I'm going to have to go with clown on this one.
Yeah!
Band or clown?
Man, oh, man.
I thought it was the band.
Good.
I was so sure it was the band.
So
all right,
good,
we only have
guys.
Time for one more. You guys. Well,
there's
frankly,
no
we only
way.
Have one pair of tickets
yeah.
left.
Wow, clean sweep?
You guys think, no way.
There's no way.
Really?
Art in Ontario, art. You guys feeling art? Because I don't think.
I'm feeling art.
Can't. Are you?
You can do it, Art.
I feel
it's been
like
a long
art.
Time since we went 5 for 5.
Agreed. Art?
God, Martin. God, Martin.
All right, I'm definitely art. Feeling art now.
Very different. All right, here we go. You ready?
All right.
Band or clown? Band?
Oh, that's a tough one.
Mm. Take your time, Mark.
Clown. Work
take
it through.
Time.
Work
we
it
got
through.
Time.
Could be either one.
I think it's the band.
It is the band!
How is that possible?
I mean, very impressive.
It's been a while since we've had that.
I feel like an idiot. 5 straight.
Congrats.
I was worried.
Yeah.
You guys came through. Yeah. And thanks for playing the game.
Band or clown? Band or clown?
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
So what you're telling me, a story I haven't heard, Jensen, is that somebody's showering your wife with lots of extravagant gifts and you don't know how to feel about it?
No.
No, no.
No.
We're
but
talking
not,
about what's happening.
But that's a crazy fanfic.
You cannot take another day off.
You can never take another
clearly
day off.
Not.
So out of the loop.
No.
I see inappropriate right. gifts your significant other received
right.
Jensen's story. Now,
no.
Was
no.
that a reasonable assumption?
That's a reasonable
it
assumption,
would be
yeah.
if you forget sure. that Haroldine is his mother.
Yeah. If you forget kind of, you know, if you think about how my upbringing was, it might give you an answer.
Mm. All right. Well,
but
I'm
also,
gonna...
if someone is showering my goddamn wife with something, you tell
yeah.
me. Don't
you
put
go.
It on the air.
You go. You're not a cuck.
You did it.
Yay!
I guess after so many tries, congratulations.
I guess I'll have to wait and find out what the topic is, then, along with the rest of us. First, Allie's got what's happening here on a Wednesday.
But again, if you're trying to tell me something, Bean.
I'm not.
What do you know?
I just
what have you
know
heard?
Something. I just looked at the a list here.
But you would text if you knew.
Yeah, you would tell me.
Oh, I'd give you a heads up.
Thank you.
Guys, we need to talk about this because at the very least, she's an incredible kicker. Carly Lloyd, of course, 2-time World Cup champion. We all saw the video last week where she nailed a 55-yard field goal, right?
She is a criminal.
I don't think we're
seeing
that at all. But she
yeah, with
nailed
room to
this.
With room to spare.
Yeah,
like, it
I'm pretty
barely
sure
slipped through.
It's still going,
yeah,
that
it's
kick.
Possible.
So she did that at an NFL practice last week, and people were like, that's ridiculous, what I just saw. At the very least, it was crazy to see.
Yeah, it was very
I think
impressive.
She's unstable, to tell you the truth.
I don't think we're saying that at all. But at the most, she could become the first female to play in the NFL, you guys. Mm-hmm. This could be historic.
She needs a heart transplant.
She doesn't, as far as I know, but
let's... Don't worry about her. She's just an attention seeker.
Let's have her explain it in her own words.
I'm sort of toying with the idea of potentially going for it.
Loy told us overnight that based on that video, several NFL teams reached out wondering if she can kick it with them. And she even had the opportunity to be in an NFL uniform.
Hey, can she kick it with them?
Yes, she can.
Right, am I right?
As early as this week.
I had two teams approach me about potentially playing in the fourth preseason game. Unfortunately, I have my own game to play in on Thursday night. My friends and family are all in my corner, and they all really believe that I could actually do it. And I believe in myself as well with just the proper technique and the right practice and everything.
A casual kick, a viral video, now a historic and pioneering possibility. The first woman ever in the NFL. No pressure.
Oh, I hate that reporter so much.
Can she kick it? Yes, she can.
Oh,
if the Bears are not one of those teams, then I don't understand football anymore, because the Bears are at the point where they're pulling people from the stands to try to kick. I mean, they got no one, right?
Well, she said it's a game this Thursday, the final preseason game. But of course, she has to do her job, and they've got a game against Portugal apparently the same night. But this is huge, you guys.
Yeah, agreed. It is potentially huge, and it's kind of hard to extrapolate based on that one viral video that we saw. Although, you know, she obviously nailed it. You know, people are going, how many takes? How many tries did she have before she nailed it? We didn't see the 30 other times she might have tried ahead of time.
No, it sounds like someone hates women.
Right? No, not at all.
Here's what I know about Carly Lloyd, though, is that if she were to do this, she would take it seriously.
Oh, yeah.
She would get out there. She would really train and train and train, and she would be pretty damn good.
Athletes like that don't half-ass.
Yes, agreed.
Right, right. But there was also some, and I don't think it was trolling, I think it was a legitimate question to bring up, which is, you, in a game situation, you've got to make that kick in 2 seconds. You don't have 8 seconds.
Flattened.
Yeah, you don't have 8 seconds to run up to the ball and kick.
Yeah, I'm sure she would take that into account, though, is my point. Mm-hmm. I think she's a professional and she would work on it. She would probably get a kicking coach.
What Bean is saying is, and in a game situation, it's also very tense. And I think what Bean is also saying is she can't do it. She's got lady parts.
What if she tries to kick and it's that time of the month?
Right?
How are we supposed to know she could even do it?
Great point.
Come on, Bean. Here's what I'm saying. We've all seen viral videos of 60-year-old men who can throw 80 free throws in a row and not miss. That doesn't mean you put them in the NBA and they can hit a free throw.
Why is she not in the kitchen? That's what Bean's saying.
That's what he's saying. That's what Bean's saying.
I'd like a 60-year-old in the NBA. I want to see that. Was that an option? Can we do that?
I would put my money on her. I would. Yeah.
Look, I hope it happens. Yep. I think it would be fantastic. And by the way, the publicity a team would get from this, and if she could also be good and help them win. But why hasn't this, I guess this is my other question, is why hasn't something like this happened before? There have been lots of tremendous female soccer players, for instance, who can kick like this. I don't really listen to women.
I don't think that they were on video at an NFL practice.
I think that was the interesting
part. I think
part.
That was the thing.
She just took it to the next level.
And it was 55-yard field goal.
Yes,
Could
have been 65, 70. It was insane.
Yeah.
But here's my question. I don't know how long the national team, how long is their season?
They're just doing a celebratory thing, but then they're getting...
Oh, F it! This Portugal game is a celebratory thing?
Yes.
Screw it!
But then they're also getting ready for the Olympics, which are next year, so I don't know what...
Next year, Schmeck near.
I would assume that... What?
Yep, didn't work.
I would assume that her teammates would all vote for her to go for it.
I would think so.
100% I would assume that, yeah.
I feel like...
Based on what?
Maybe take Portugal off.
Agreed.
And head on to whatever team this is. She hasn't revealed what team.
Said there's two of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who's playing Thursday night, Allie?
A team.
You said it was a Thursday night game. Dave, do you know who's the team?
This Thursday night, right?
This Thursday night. Final
so
Thursday night.
Preseason
game.
By the way, if she nails it, do they go stick around?
Okay, yeah. tomorrow, Chiefs Packers.
Okay.
Titans, Bears, Dolphins. I mean, it's basically
Bears.
Almost
it's
every
Bears. Bears. It's got to be the Bears.
Yeah, basically everyone's playing tomorrow.
Yeah, I thought preseason, it's a ton of games. So it could be anyone.
Guys, I want this to happen.
I do too.
It's not the Colts, though. Colts aren't playing, right?
Colts are playing tomorrow.
I was going to say.
Hold on.
Vinatieri is like 80.
They could draft her as quarterback.
Oh. Preseason. See, because they don't have a quarterback. The Bengals.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's the Bears, though, right?
Got to be
the Bears.
But two teams.
She's a double Bears.
Loser. I didn't say
that. Oh, we're saying that.
Never
said
that.
Not saying that at all.
That's tough. I think I want to see it.
I do, too. And I think she would do well.
Yeah.
She's a poo person.
What?
Again, very strange.
She is a lovely lady, and my apologies to her.
Thank you.
Okay.
She's a sociopath.
Well, see?
I don't think so. No.
Some birthdays for you.
Isn't that crazy?
Armie Hammer, Jack Black, Jason Priestley, Jennifer Coolidge, Daniel Stern, and Florence Welch.
Head down to any SoCal Hot Topic location and be sure to pick up your new limited edition K-Rock Billie Eilish sticker. Then you have to just upload the selfie with your new K-Rock sticker on K-Rock.com for your chance to win an intimate show with Billie herself.
We're sticking with both of these prizes still?
Yes.
I thought we should have split them up.
That's what I thought.
So lucky.
Billie and you and 20 friends doing a show. Also, I don't know, a new car, 2019 Honda Fit. You can get all the details at krock.com. And don't forget, Beer Mug is going to be there with lots of other K-Rock tickets to give away at Hot Topic and Orange today at the outlets at Orange from 1 till 3 if you want to see the mugs.
What just are you asking? He'll be eating.
Bring food, right? Is that what you're asking, Beer Mug?
Food, no. Drugs, beer,
no, you don't
women.
Have to bring anything. No. You don't have to bring... Yeah.
Food, drugs, beer, or women.
Wow, he's got it all covered.
It's okay. Quite the order.
You actually don't have to bring anything.
So, krock.com for all the details on the Hot Topic appearances with Beer Mug and also how you can be hanging with Billie Eilish, which is going to be great.
Jensen?
Hi. Bean, do you have something you want to tell me about my wife? Was that the
I segment? Don't. Look, here's all I know, is I was out yesterday.
Yes. Yeah.
And I come in today, and I see that we are having a phone-in conversation. Mm-hmm. And the it says, inappropriate gifts your significant other received. Jensen's story. Mm-hmm. So I look at that, and I think, what's somebody given your wife? Because that would make sense to me.
More nervous that that's where your brain goes. But sure, absolutely. I mean, I just am more nervous you're not telling me something.
I'm looking for
He's
another...
not telling you anything.
Okay. I'm looking for another interpretation of this line of text.
Well, in real life, what this is about gifts that you're given from someone that are inappropriate, and specifically in-laws. And we saw a news story about a mother-in-law who gave her, I believe it's her daughter? Yeah, gave her daughter a gift. It was like this sort of a pendant for your, like a pin. Mm-hmm. And it was a replica of their engagement moment.
Yeah, so the
Him on his knee asking her to marry him. And that looks normal. The photo you look at and you're like, that's no big deal. But when they turned it into this sort of gold medallion, his arm on the other side, not the ring side, while he's on his knee, his arm comes out from his crotch area. Yeah. And boy, does it make it a different look.
It like, is huge junk.
It's clear why she said yes.
Yeah.
We posted it at Kevin and Bean on Twitter. You can see the medallion. But it became quite a viral hit to
is
see.
Is that what we're calling it now? Is his medallion?
You will be able to, basically it went viral. These things that are inappropriate gifts came up. And I admitted that when I was out of college, my mom, for Christmas one year, got my girlfriend at the time, for Christmas, a plastic martini bottle. And then when you opened it, like a shaker, and when you opened it, it was filled with maybe 6 G-string underwear.
What are you even saying right now?
I swear to God.
Harold Dean is the best.
And it was so weird and so strange that my mom did it. I guess my mom wanted to get her something that was like practical. And I can't believe that's what she selected other than, like toothpaste would have been better.
Did you talk to her about that? Because that's a weird gift. And I guess we're looking for in-law stories, right? Pretty
that's
much.
That's probably usually the most
pretty much, yeah.
Common. I think I said to her, I was like, Mom, don't do that. Like, just get her a shirt or something. Like,
she's like, Jensen needs some help, yeah, so I'm going to have to do this for Christmas.
What did your girlfriend think?
I think she was like, oh, I think she even for a minute was like, okay, like didn't like want to like, hold it up or anything. Like, look what I got. Like didn't want to show it off and have a photo taken. But I looked online for other stories and I found another one about a mother-in-law that got her son's wife a hair removal kit.
Oh, that seems touchy.
That's
saves her an awkward conversation.
Yeah. I thought that was real mean.
Now, I get that we're going to get in-law stories, but couldn't this also be people who are given gifts by, somebody who has a crush on them?
I get it, Bean. My wife has eyes for other people.
No. Like, they're extremely extravagant or inappropriate. Like, you don't know the person that well, and then they just give you this crazy, like, out-of-whack gift. You know what I mean? That would be considered inappropriate. No, we just want to keep it with in-laws?
Let's keep it with it. I feel like in-laws can be bad enough that we could keep it with that.
Because then those calls are just like, this dude's trying to bang my wife.
So your problem with the medallion, besides his enormous penis,
Isn't that enough, though, Bean?
No, but your problem, I mean, look, that wasn't her fault. I mean, they just traced the photo, and that's his arm, and it just happens to look like his dong. But your problem is that the mother-in-law should not have been invested at all in that engagement moment. Like, that's for the couple. Like, it, the fact that it came from...
If it had come from
the groom to the bride-to-be, would that have been okay?
No, I think that what she should have done is seen the mock-up, which they clearly show you before they make these kind of things.
She has to look at it and okay it?
Yes, yeah. And look at it and clearly notice that that doesn't look like an arm at all. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. That's why it's inappropriate, is that she didn't notice, like, oh, man, it really looks like he's got a, you know... 8-inch dingling.
Mm-hmm. So 1-800-520-1067. That's the number.
I would say relatives for the most part, right? Relatives for the most part are the ones that aunts, uncles, anybody that's older, like a generation ahead of you.
Yeah.
Just swings and misses.
Yeah, inappropriate gifts.
Worst gifts, yeah.
And I will say this, it's not a gift, but I always thought it very sweet, but also very odd that my father used to always send Donna and me an anniversary card.
Oh, that's lovely.
You thought that was weird?
I did think it was weird because...
What is wrong with you?
Because you don't celebrate other people's anniversaries.
I mean, it's your dad.
People close to you. I celebrate my parents.
Yes, that makes sense, though, because they're your parents.
You don't think so? Hold on. So on my wedding day, if my mom called me and said, happy anniversary, you guys, you think that's odd?
I think that's odd.
You're weird, Bean.
Wow, because I think an anniversary is between the two people who are...
Who are together.
It is, but still, that's nice.
Haroldine will definitely call him and say, happy anniversary, also because you gave me a kid or a grandkid. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And also, we'll also send a bunch of lingerie.
Yes. Right. Do you need more lingerie?
Yeah, see-through stuff.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. Instead of Mumford & Sons, let's take one phone call. We are talking about in-laws and inappropriate gifts, and we start with Kevin in Mission Viejo. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
So, when I was getting married, my aunt gave me, not my wife, me, a pleather G-string bikini underwear with a zipper in the front.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Wait, this is supposed to be inappropriate gifts.
Wait a minute. Did she have that sense of humor?
She did, but also was like, really? For my wedding gift? You're giving me this. Yeah, and I still have it, by the way. It's 17 years old.
And there wasn't like a $200 check inside the zipper or something?
Nope.
What if there was no money, and he never checked?
There was nothing.
Kevin, were they comfortable?
No, the zipper really gets you. It is not comfortable at all.
All right, I think that counts as an inappropriate gift then. Thank you so much for the call. We'll take yours next, 1-800-520-1067. After Mumford and His Sons, I'm kidding.
What do we think is wrong with in-laws? What's happening here? Why do they go for the underwear?
It's odd.
It's an odd gift.
I don't know why. I mean, that's so obviously a boundary you should not be crossing with your...
I would never think of that.
When I was looking online doing some research, I even found it offensive that you would get your, I guess, son's wife a vacuum or something to clean the house. Or like, it seems weird to make an inferred idea about anything anyone has, let alone, hey, show your butt to my son.
I mean, I think what the mother-in-law is saying is you need to look sexy for my son and... have a clean house. Is she wrong?
Oh, jeez.
Somebody wants grandkids.
Wow.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. We're talking about family members, usually older, oftentimes in-laws, giving inappropriate gifts. We want to hear your stories here on K-Rock. And we've got Carrie up next. She's in Lisa Viejo on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Carrie, thanks for calling, and thank you for holding on.
Good morning.
Morning.
What's up?
So I've been married to my husband for 10 years. And for every special occasion, wedding showers, baby showers, birthdays, my in-laws get me a leather-bound, fully engraved New Testament Bible.
Wait, they've done it more than once?
Oh, yes. I have a stack of about 10 of them.
Whoa.
All leather-bound, engraved everything?
What? Yes. Beautiful. They're beautiful.
Are they really old and they just forgot?
No, they're brand new, but the thing is, I'm Jewish.
Oh, oh, that does play into this.
Kevin was asking if your relatives are really old and they forgot that they had given you the Bible before.
Could they be
suggesting?
If they really want me to read this New Testament Bible.
But right. at some point, don't you say, look, I have four of them. I don't need the fifth.
Wow.
Now, Jensen, you're in the tribe. You catch fire if you open a New Testament.
Oh, I can't even touch the box it's in.
Yeah, you can't even. I mean, that's very dangerous. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate you
that's
so
insane.
Much. Let's try Sarah Garden Grove up next here on K-Rock. Hi, Sarah. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening to the Kevin Amin Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Morning. What's up?
So my story is at my bridal shower, you know, bridal showers where you have all your family there, your mother, your grandmother. Mm-hmm. Well, it's time to open gifts, and my mother-in-law gives me very slutty lingerie with, you know, high-heeled pumps with feathers all over them.
Whoa. Oh, my. She gave you a stripper uniform.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was obnoxious and incredibly embarrassing.
Did you fake it at the time and go, oh, that's really thoughtful, thank you, or did you push back?
I think I was so shocked because I didn't know how to react, and kind of went, oh, thank you, and like quickly put it back in the box and like put it aside and said, okay, next gift.
Honestly, the mother-in-law is just thinking, you need to be slutty for my son?
Apparently. I mean,
what did your husband say about it? Was he like, my mom's super into that?
No, he was really embarrassed that I had opened that gift in front of his family and my family.
Oh, man. He was embarrassed until later that night when you tried it on, and it was the greatest night of his life.
It was the greatest night of his life. And then he called her back and said, thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mom, for doing that again. Every girlfriend and wife I've had, you've sure made that night hot.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's 5 minutes till 9.
I almost feel like Petros needs somebody to travel with him, right?
Keep him up. Make sure
safety buddy. Yeah, make sure he's
keep
okay.
Keep all scissors away. And take his shoelaces.
He's emo, isn't he?
Yeah. He is in a dark place when college football season starts.
He was hoping for a lumber accident in Oregon.
He said he'd rather be in his basement watching Jamaican television.
He did say that.
He did.
Yeah. Maybe we have the wrong guy giving us a preview.
Just praying for sweet death, our friend the P. All right, Allie is here. Time for another look at what's happening here on a Wednesday morning Kevin and Beach.
Well, sorry to all of you that headed down to Irvine to see Blink-182 and Lil Wayne last night, because Lil Wayne tweeted at 7:19 p.m.
Canceled.
Due to issues with the plane, I'm sorry to say I won't be able to make the show tonight in Irvine. Portland.
Why don't you yank me, loser?
Portland, I'll see you Friday. So at 7:19, Lil Wayne said that he would not be there. If you go to that tweet, some of the responses are amazing. I think Queenpin is my favorite. You too rich not to have a backup plane. That's a good point. That's a real good point. Other people, D. Carter, man, fly Delta or something. You can afford a $250 ticket. And then other people, the plane is fine, Wayne.
Oh,
wow. That's funny.
Wow.
People are not pleased, is what I'm saying.
Well, when you have a history of canceling a bunch of shows, people think your excuses are a little thin. I mean, this is more likely a Suzerp thing than it is a plane thing, right?
Well, I mean, you just
I'm not saying
there.
That.
I mean, what?
But I mean, in real life.
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner.
I mean, he still got it.
He could have just stepped in, right?
I mean, this was almost like a co-headlining tour, really.
Absolutely.
It's not just like you're missing an opener. You're missing a big act.
Yeah.
I'm on this Suzerp is what I'm on.
Well, that's Bean right there.
That's what I heard.
It would be one thing if he didn't literally say on stage a month ago, yeah, I can't do this anymore. And people were saying he was mad because he was the opener that night and there weren't enough people there for him. He felt like people were coming in late to catch Blink-182.
I mean,
and not
people
him.
Always come in late. That's always going to be an issue. But
yeah.
Whether he wants off the tour or not, I don't know.
It's not good, you
it's
guys.
It's not great.
It is not great. Not great news if you're a Leslie Jones fan. She has reportedly opted out to leave Saturday Night Live after 5 seasons. Sources are saying she's got a lot on her plate right now. She is exploring film projects. She already has a Netflix comedy special that's scheduled. She's currently filming Coming to America with Eddie Murphy. She's already signed on as the host for the upcoming revival of the game show Supermarket Sweep.
Yes!
Which
I am there for.
Right there is enough, yeah. I say.
Give up anything you're doing and just do Supermarket Sweep. Yeah.
Which one was that? Is that where you get a certain amount of time to run around the grocery store
and
fill up your basket?
Yeah.
And you're looking
best.
For balloon Corona lights because those are bonuses.
It's the best.
And you go, by the best, you mean the worst.
No, it's
the
best.
The worst best.
Sweep.
No, go get the ham.
Not
those are the most expensive. Everyone knows.
It's good. It's good.
Who used to host Supermarket Sweep?
I think
a dude, and then they
dude.
Did a revival, and I feel like it was like Guy Fieri or someone
really?
Like doing a weird something. Is that incorrect?
David Martin Ruptrecht was the original host of Supermarket Sweep.
Did they do like an offshoot one where Guy Fieri was the host, and then they had to cook with the things they got during the sweep?
I didn't. I'm not
if
that
not,
up on
let's
the
Supermarket Sweep.
Yeah, you just
let's
sold
do
it.
That show, you guys. That sounds fantastic.
Kevin, that's not the show that you and I did where we were bagging groceries with Tammy Faye Baker, is it?
Oh, my God, what?
Yeah, that did happen. I don't think so.
I don't think it was Supermarket.
No, because we weren't running around.
Explore this.
We were bagging groceries.
Okay.
And racing.
With Tammy Faye Baker and Jim J. Bullock.
Oh, my God.
And at one point, I think, if I remember correctly, Tammy Faye and I won.
And she grabbed you guys weren't paired up.
No. We were against each other. And she grabbed my hand and put it in the air like, victory! And I was like, what's going on?
Guys, there are a lot of weird stuff happened on this show back in the day.
80s and 90s, man, were crazy for you guys. How many people?
40s and 50s were even more crazy.
Question, how many people do you think have liked the Facebook page, please have David Ruprecht come back to host Supermarket Sweep?
I hope none.
I mean, out of the hundreds of thousands of requests they've sent out.
Okay.
291.
Oh, sweetie. And it's all his family.
Yeah.
You guys, please, just sign up a fake Facebook account. Well, by the way, even though Leslie Jones is out, the show's biggest star, I would say, Kate McKinnon, is staying on for another season. So.
Now, did I also see, Allie, that Alec Baldwin has said he's not coming back as a regular?
Yeah, I have a block on Alec Baldwin news.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't even read it.
So I'm going to guess that
Oh,
you're
you mean
right.
You have a block on it. I see.
Yeah.
She has the opposite of a Google alert.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like,
gotcha.
People will be like, hey, any Alec Baldwin news? And I say, no, I got a block on it.
Okay.
And that means that you don't see it.
Exactly.
Okay. He's, I guess he doesn't want to do Trump anymore. That's what it is. But, I mean, he'll always be a guest on that show.
Sweaty balls.
Yeah, exactly.
He has to be.
He's hosted more than anyone, I think.
That is the last time I liked Alec Baldwin, when he did that
balls.
NPR skit.
Yeah. Sweaty balls.
Yeah, good times. Also, the other SNL guy that has been there for 800 years, I believe, said he's coming back, which I just didn't do that news because, of course, he is.
Right.
Keenan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just lives there now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want him to ever leave. He's still great.
He is.
He makes every sketch he's in better.
Got none of that. I don't watch that show.
Way to go, Cracker.
Right?
Way to go, Cracker, is what I am saying. Some birthdays for you. Jason Priestley, Jack Black, Jennifer Coolidge, Daniel Stern, Armie Hammer, and Florence Welch. And that's what's happening.
And speaking of new music, by the way, Lana Del Rey has a brand new album coming out on Friday. We are psyched for that. And Lana will be joining us in studio tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Always fun to have her. Guys, Petros Papadakis, the co-host of the Petros Money Radio Show, AM 570.
Right.
Wouldn't you agree with me that he was the captain of the greatest USC Trojans football team of all time?
I think that's a given.
It was actually the worst.
No, it's
really
what?
My understanding was it was the best season that the team ever had.
Yeah, opposite.
And
of
the
that.
Only one that matters. Well, okay. We'll have to agree to disagree. Hey, right. P, how are you, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for remembering.
So, Petros, the summer has flown by, and we are already in college football season. Unbelievable.
Right.
Are you super psyched when the season comes back, or is it, oh, my God, the grind?
What do you think?
I think you're psyched. I think you still love it.
No. I'm a guy that hangs out in the basement and watches Jamaican television shows and resents my children for asking for anything.
What exciting cities do you get to fly to this season, Petros? Do you know already?
I can tell you the first three guys.
Okay.
Tomorrow morning, I'll be flying to beautiful Corvallis, Oregon.
Okay.
Via Portland. Mm-hmm. Very rural.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Corvallis.
Then I'll be in Iowa City.
Woo-hoo!
The following week.
Party.
Oh, come on now. And then I'm going to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Oh, and, hitting all the hot spots.
Oh, God, guys, I am going. It's almost like I'm running for president. And, in Corvallis, we got a Friday night game, so it's a late game, Oklahoma State versus Oregon State. Both teams are orange and black. That's about your level of
excellent
football analysis that
all
you
right
guys like on
okay
the show.
All right.
Fantastic. All right. Every year we wonder, is this going to be an exceptional year for the local teams? And specifically, we're talking about the Big Two. And we thought it might be a good opportunity to have you on and, you know, give us some early reactions to how they're shaping up.
I researched Cal Lutheran. We're not talking Cal Lutheran.
Yeah, that's one of them.
The Big Two?
Yeah, that's one of them. Yeah.
You guys don't want to talk Kingsman?
I don't think so.
All right.
If we could
specify out there at Thousand Oaks, though.
If we could specify UCLA and USC.
All right.
How are they going to do?
Well, I expect UCLA to be improved, and I expect USC to keep treading water in the cesspool that they are in.
Wow.
Oof. All right. This is not a biased opinion from a former Trojan, right?
Biased? What are you talking about? I'm a paid football analyst. On Friday night, I'll be in Corvallis, Oregon for the Oregon State tilt.
All right, what's your problem with UCLA? Why are they not getting
USC
better?
I mean, it seems like
what are you talking about?
No, UCLA's going to get better.
He's madder at SC.
Okay, what's your problem?
I'm not mad at anybody. Don't you try to project feelings on me.
Petros is furious.
You said USC is going to try to keep treading water.
It's something about a cesspool.
Yes.
I didn't believe USC's quarterback competition. I just didn't.
Okay.
So USC starting a quarterback that I don't think should be the starter.
Sears is out, right? They dumped him.
Well, Jack Sears, if they made him four string and running with the scout team. So, I mean, the guy, he was their best performing quarterback in the game he played last year, the most efficient, and the team rallies behind him. But Clay Helton isn't invested in the other quarterbacks like he is JT Daniels for a myriad of reasons, I suppose. But that's one of the issues. The other is they run a spread offense, which I don't really think is advantageous to what USC needs to be doing. They haven't had a legit offensive line or offensive line coach in about a decade, and they don't challenge people at the line of scrimmage. So it's kind of just the same sort of mediocrity for a team that needs to be great for the West Coast to really be relevant in college football and the national conversation.
How long has it been since USC was great?
Well, you know, you had the Sam Darnold Band-Aid on a bullet wound.
Mm-hmm. And, good way to put it.
And that, you know, Sam Darnold was really special, and he ran around and did great things, and he basically got Clay Helton paid. But without Sam Darnold, they've been really, really mediocre in any stretch. And even with Sam Darnold, up against the teams that they're supposed to compete with, the Alabamas and the Ohio States and the Texases and stuff like that of the world, they got knocked off the football. So that's the stuff that's kind of alarming. USC kind of seems to be accepting a new level of, or a new standard of greatness in college football, which is not so great at all. And that really hurts the West Coast and the Pac-12 in general.
Petros, let me ask you this, maybe a dumb question. Will the stadium improvements be done in time for the game on Saturday?
I don't know. I mean, I saw the stuff like from the scrimmage they had, and there were like nails sticking out of walls.
I heard they hadn't built the concession stands in the bathrooms all the way around yet.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there was nobody more inept than the Coliseum Commission.
Excellent.
If people remember what that was, the Coliseum Commission was like the state, the county, and the city that all came together to keep the Coliseum, which is, you know, city property, and built way back in the 30s for a memorial for World War I. That's why it's Memorial Coliseum. USC took it over in the last decade. And so this is now U.S. This is all up to USC. They don't own the Coliseum, but they basically run it or lease it or have some kind of control over it.
Okay.
And so it's not done, and it probably won't really be that great if it's like anything USC's had control over recently. On the ribbon-cutting ceremony, one of the confetti bombs blew up in some reporter's eye and blinded him for 10 days.
Oh, that's cool. God.
That doesn't seem ideal.
Unbelievable video. Like the band starts, it's like, and you hear the popping, like pop, and the guy's like, oh, and you see the camera wobble. It's unreal.
That sounds like it's going to be more fun than the season.
Petras has a lot of enthusiasm for his team.
People are pretty pissed about the Coliseum thing because all the old Fight-On arthritic finger people have, you know, their seats have been moved. You know, they can't tailgate unless you pay for parking. You have to, you know, they've their parking has been moved. You know, they're going to be a lot of lost people with dementia and senility just wandering.
I gotta say,
on Friday night,
saying that Petros goes the complete opposite direction of being a homer, but he goes in the complete opposite direction of being a homer for his school.
Well, Allie, wait. They are very talented on the perimeter.
Uh-huh.
I like their two big wide receivers, Taylor Vaughns and Michael Pittman.
Okay.
How about that?
That's it.
All right, listen, P, as is always the case when we have you on, we love you.
In the scrimmage, they ran the ball 15 times for 17 yards.
Oh. That sounds great.
Wow.
That sounds terrific. I know we've used up all the time on your mighty Trojans, but give us the Chip Kelly update. What's going on with the Bruins? What do you expect? What were they, like 3-9 or something last year?
Yeah, but they ran over SC with frat guys at tight end.
Mm-hmm.
He lined up like three of them and just took USC's soul. They gave a kid a ball. They gave Joshua Kelly the ball 30-plus times for 300 yards. I mean, it was asinine. That doesn't happen in that rivalry, and it was embarrassing. So UCLA, that was kind of their big mark. I mean, it was only their third win, but you know, they won the rivalry in town, and Chip Kelly has been kicking dudes out, medically redshirting guys, retiring guys from football, bringing new guys in, and he's done it very quietly, and he's a very closed book. He doesn't really want to tell anybody what's going on. He's got a very interesting and unique system of coaching and practices and structure that is mostly unrecognizable to football folks. So it really is kind of it's like Red China before Nixon, you know?
Right?
That's what I was thinking.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Fantastic reference.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Completely. But,
why so soon?
I do expect them to be better. They'll have a tough – both USC and UCLA have a really tough test to start the year. They're playing non-Power 5 conference teams, so like smaller schools like Fresno State and Cincinnati.
Mm-hmm.
But those two happen to be two of the best performing non-Power 5 schools in the last few years.
So maybe that doesn't help them.
No,
there's there's a guy on our phone right now who is as hyped up about a college football season as anyone I've ever heard. I mean, he can't wait for kickoff.
Tone it down, man.
All right. Hey, P, you doing the challenge again this year?
Well, I got news for you guys.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I'm on the way to the game on Friday that I'm calling and my head flies off in some freak lumber accident in Oregon,
okay,
they're still going to kick that game off and play.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay.
They're not going to be like – they might have like a moment of silence.
Probably not.
Break, like a picture of me and then fade to black.
Right.
And then like a beer commercial or a car commercial or something.
Petros, I want you to know that we'll always remember you. We'll also give you a moment of silence on Monday show.
That.
I'll give
All
you right. an arthritic college, fight on with two fingers.
College football doesn't need me to be excited about it. It's going to happen either way.
AM 570, Fox really Sports Radio. Petros and Money Radio Show. And you can look for him to call the game.
What a nihilist this Petros is.
I love
Thanks.
So-
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bicho at 9:36. What happened, Allie? What's happening to Allie, you guys?
Before the snort, what happened?
Here's the thing.
What's going on?
So at D23,
yes.
You were able to sign up there for Disney Plus, and you got it at a rate that was incredible. You did have to sign up for 3 years, but it wound up being under $4 a month
right.
if you were there. I then started getting emails from people yesterday saying, oh, you don't have to be a D23 Gold member or anything like that. You just go on the site and click on General Member, which is free. Once you're a General Member, within 36 hours, you will get an email saying, redeem the offer. The site crashed yesterday all day.
Okay.
So
the Lumineers were playing at a bad time for you?
I'm just saying. It kept crashing, but I finally got on yesterday, was able to sign up as a General Member,
okay,
but still have not seen the redemption code, which they will either email you or it will just appear in your account.
And then you have to meet a guy on a corner.
Could take up to 36 hours. I just got it, you guys. I just got my redeem here, and I am thrilled.
And for those wondering, we were about to go on air. She was just completely focused on her
I can't do it.
Are we going now? We're going now?
D23!
I got my thing.
Mind-numbingly interesting.
I'm just saying, listen, I'm now letting you all know that you can get Disney Plus. You can sign up for it right now. You just have to be a D23 member, but you can also be a general member, which is free.
Blah, 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 I've already forgotten it. It's so boring. It has nothing to do with me, so why would
everyone was drop Effie.
I am trying to help you guys.
No one could handle what you were doing.
I was trying to help you guys. That's all I'm
saying.
God,
it's boring.
You're a giver.
All right. You want some more Disney news?
Thank you, but no, it sounds boring.
What's happening?
Galaxy's Edge sells Coke and Sprite in these little bottles called thermal detonators. They're pretty cool. Problem is, they look like grenades.
They do very much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So somebody wound up tweeting the TSA and saying, I know these look dodgy, but can they be packed in a suitcase? And the TSA was like, listen, not allowed in luggage or carry-on. Replica and inert explosives aren't allowed.
It seems
either carry-on or checked.
It seems like a solid policy.
It seems
like the right thing to do.
Right. A great policy.
So if you buy this as a souvenir, as many will, you're driving home is what you're saying. You're not
exactly.
flying home.
Yeah. You mail it,
exactly.
I guess.
Yeah. I don't even know if you can mail
good
it.
Good point. I don't know either.
You have to walk home.
That seems
you
like a bad system.
You have to walk or drive, take a bus, maybe a horse.
Not a lot of options for you.
You have to ride a horse. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you guys. This is a collaboration I didn't see coming. The Backstreet Boys and Steve Aoki have collaborated on a new song called Let It Be Me. Backstreet Boys announced it on their Instagram page along with a photo of the group that included Steve Aoki.
Aoki.
Introducing the six Backstreet Boys. He then commented, I'm honored. Can't wait to drop this. It will be released on September 6th.
Okay. Huh? He's one of those DJs that does it with anyone that'll do a song with him. He loves it.
I dated a DJ that would do it with anyone.
No, that's not what I meant.
That's why we broke up.
That's not what I meant.
Have you guys heard, speaking of DJs working with unexpected voices, have you guys heard, I'm sure you have, the Kygo and Whitney Houston Higher Love?
I have, yes.
It's fantastic.
I love it. Yeah, I listened to it in the car. I was like, to Danielle, I was like, let's download this new Whitney Houston song, thinking she'd think it's a joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I played it, and we both were like, that's really good.
Yeah, it's turning into a little bit of a hit, too, which is amazing. A
lot of beat drops, guys.
Yeah, back to you.
All right.
If you guys want to keep talking, I'm just signing up for Disney Plus.
This is an inconvenient time for you.
It really is.
Turns out.
Guys, we've talked about this before. Potential disaster. You're stuck in an elevator with something. Mechanical problem. Not cool. What if you were stuck in that elevator with Jason Momoa?
Right?
Mm-hmm. He knows how to make a potential disaster feel like a party. He was in Vancouver, Canada with his dog and a group of his friends on the elevator, and he documented the two-hour episode on social media. He said, well, we're stuck on an elevator and the fire department really doesn't want to show up. They later joked about who they're going to eat first. He's got a bag of peanut M&Ms they try and share. He spills them all over the floor. They also start dancing to the Beastie Boys' Sabotage. And then people showed up to help, but they couldn't quite make their way out, and they managed to break a portion of the elevator ceiling.
Excellent.
During their escape attempt, to which he said, just trying to get out, trying to be like Die Hard, but this didn't work according to plan.
How many people are in this elevator?
74.
I mean, seriously, because Momoa is not a small guy.
No. And his dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a few friends. So it was quite the journey. They're out. He did not say, though, how they were freed. We just know that he's safe, and that's really the takeaway here.
The other day, I was stuck for about 2 minutes, and it felt like 4 hours. I mean, it just starts when you realize, oh, the doors aren't opening.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Were so you by
I would
yourself?
Think you, yes. I would think you would have to joke to get through that.
2 hours.
It was sort of freaking me out.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
And I read something in the LA Times not long ago about how infrequently most of those elevators are inspected in terms of whether that phone actually...
Doing this?
Excellent.
No, because you're supposed to be able to pick up the phone and get to somebody who can help you.
All you
sometimes
have to do,
it's the fire department, sometimes it's building management, but many of those phones do not work.
Yeah, just look at the little sheet there that says when it was last inspected. It's usually like 1973.
Excellent.
I was in a building, an apartment building, got stuck in an elevator with my one-year-old. Mm. The building sheet that's displayed says, last inspected a year ago, I pressed the fire button to call the fire department. The phone didn't work.
Yeah.
So then I started screaming, hey, is anybody there? Help me!
Oh, man.
And how long?
20 minutes.
Oof, with a one-year-old.
Yeah. And it was 100 degrees in the elevator.
She got him out.
She had the brains.
That is, that'd be real scary, guys.
Yes.
Especially, you know, there are people who, hey, I just got to run into my office building on the weekend to pick something up. You know, there's nobody around.
They take PayPal. So this
okay,
is
Allie.
What's so happening? Much easier.
She's still signing up.
Than Dear having Lord. To enter all my info. Just one click. Guys, there are two of Marvel's biggest filmmakers, and now it looks like they're about to team up on a DC Comics movie.
Interesting.
It's Aerosmith, and no. Deadline is reporting that Thor Ragnarok and Love and Thunder director Taika Waititi is in talks to join the cast of The Suicide Squad, which is being written and directed by, of course, Guardians of the Galaxy and Guardians 2 filmmaker James Gunn. No details yet on what Waititi's role might be, but the cast of Suicide Squad, already pretty good.
Not bad.
You've got Margot Robbie, Viola Davis, Jai Courtney, Joel Kinnaman, Idris Elba.
Nice.
And just announced, Nathan Fillion.
Oh, so
I think you're doing all right.
No Jared Leto, though.
No. No. And Kevin, good news for you.
Yes.
Mr. Robot is going to kick off the final season on Sunday, October 6th, 10 p.m. on USA Network.
That's such a good show. Why do you guys think no one watched it?
You're caught up?
I'm not quite yet, no, but that's why I need that heads up. But it's such a good show. Why do those go under the radar? I know, but...
Okay. That's why.
Kevin, it's such a good show, but you're not even watching.
I'm not caught up.
That's what I was referencing.
I'm
not caught up. He's not even caught up.
No.
I wonder if more people will now be interested because of Rami Malek and, like, he became a star, really.
Yeah, he's an Oscar winner now. Yeah, that makes sense.
So... Yeah, final 13-episode season set during the 2015 Christmas holiday.
Jump right in, sixth season.
No. So October 6th, it's the final season.
The third.
Which is the third
season.
Yeah.
Feels like
six. You never watched!
Too much. I watched the first two, was like, this is fine. No, I thought
really
it was good.
Good.
I thought it was fine. It's good. But it's too much, guys. There's too much television.
You're more caught up than Kevin.
No, he's not.
No, I only saw the first two episodes.
What's the first episodes? Oh,
I thought
of
you
the
said first
season.
Two seasons.
No.
Like, what?
No.
Why give up now? All right. My bad. My bad right there, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what time it is.
I do know what time it is. And it's time for Judge Judy to ask for another big check because she has topped syndication ratings for the 10th year in a row.
Amazing.
Those are all like first run episodes, so no repeats. So she is number one of all the syndicated programs.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
It does. Average audience, you guys, per episode?
Not interested, sir.
2 billion.
Two? Okay, what do you say, Kevin?
I mean, we're talking daytime TV.
Yeah, it is.
Daytime
so I
TV,
yeah.
Judge
two
Judy.
Two is reasonable.
Two's I'm going to say 4 million.
Oh, I don't believe a word of that.
We've got
dollar?
Jensen.
$1.
$1. You were closest.
I mean, she was asking about people, but okay.
10.17 million total
Not
viewers
possible.
Per episode.
Not possible.
It's true.
So
it's
you
true.
Get Zippo. Nada.
Wait, that's more than most primetime shows.
Listen, yes, that's why Judge Judy said she would go to dinner with Les Moonves. They would have a nice meal, and then she would literally slide a piece of paper across to him. He'd look at it and just go, all right.
Nasty, vicious, drunk.
Well, he wound up being not a great guy, but I don't know about the last part.
I have to ask this question because after 10 seasons, aren't we into Jerry Springer territory where it doesn't matter if they produce new episodes, they could put reruns in perpetuity?
Yeah, and that's not 10 seasons. That's 10th consecutive year that she's been winning the syndicated program.
Okay, so there's even more.
Yeah.
So why make new ones, I guess, is what I'm saying. Why pay the outrageous amount of money to make new ones if those shows are mostly interchangeable?
There is no excuse for that.
Right, but their shows are mostly interchangeable. There's not a plot line. It's not like if you replay a show from 2011, somebody's going, wait a minute, I saw this one.
I feel like Judge Judy fans would. Is exactly it. These are, again, not repeats, so people are watching them. You think you could just swap in some old shows and people wouldn't notice? Judge Judy fans, you guys.
Okay.
Right?
Jerry Springer has a judge show coming out as well.
He does.
To go up against Jude.
Yeah. Here's the thing, too. Jeopardy, that ratings hike that they saw with James Holzhauer's 31-game winning streak, boosted him up to number 2.
Oh.
Yeah, they narrowly beat Family Feud.
Cool, why not?
When we discuss talk shows, Dr. Phil led the way. 8-year winning streak on that. Coming in second, Live with Kelly and Ryan. Didn't see that coming. Ellen DeGeneres finished in third. Incredible, you guys.
Those Judge Judy numbers are ridiculous.
Insane. Yeah.
She deserved the money.
Ever would have imagined that.
No. Can I just bring you this last story?
Sure.
Parents in Spain recently shocked to see that their babies were growing furry hair. That all resulted from a botched medication mixture. The remedy that they thought would treat their infant's indigestion had been tainted with a medicine to treat alopecia.
That's what I have.
Your kid, right?
Yeah, Mike and me. Both of us. We're like teen wolves.
Well, his hair is on his head.
My son's.
Your son's. Yeah, but this was hair all over their
like
bodies.
Like me.
It was werewolf syndrome.
Maybe they're just Armenian.
Nope.
All right.
Parents in Spain.
Teen wolf.
Fortunately, the werewolf symptoms will be reversed once the baby stopped taking the medication. I just think it would be cute to have a furry little baby.
Agreed. Well, that was like that big Maury Povich. They used to have those kids on all the time that were full werewolf.
Yeah.
Wasn't as fun as we.
No. I mean, this is just a botched medication.
Right. That's funny.
That can be reversed.
Well, good luck.
Wouldn't it be fun, though, just to be able to, like, brush your baby?
Fully?
Yeah.
All the way down, head to toe?
Oh, my gosh. So cute.
Keep him away from a full moon, though.
Right.
You could use that, what was the cat lick brush? Remember that thing?
Licky
you
want to
lick your cat? The licky
Damn
brush,
it.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I had
Damn
his microphone
mugs.
Off
Damn
even.
Mug.
Damn
it.
Well,
Damn
I was
mug.
Close. I said a cat lick brush. Damn I just didn't it. Remember what it was called.
I suck.
I want a werewolf baby. I think it's cool.
I do, too.
Right?
I want a werewolf baby.
We all want werewolf babies.
Let's be honest.
All right, guys. Some birthdays. Jack Black, Jason Priestley, Jennifer Coolidge, Daniel Stern, Armie Hammer, and Florence Welch. That's what's happening.
All right, Batman, where are you going to be?
I'm sorry, guys. This week is the last week you can stop into any SoCal Hot Topic location, pick up your new K-Rock sticker where you can enter for a private performance with Billie Eilish, a meet and greet for Unifriend, and a 2019 Honda Fit. And today, this is my second to last stop. I will be at the Outlets at Orange at 20 City Boulevard in Orange at the Hot Topic over there. We're going to be playing some games. I'm going to be giving away Hot Topic gift cards, shirts, and I have Smashing Pumpkins tickets at the Five Point Amphitheater with Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds, nice. Special guest AFI, and maybe Lil Wayne could make up his Irvine miss with that.
That's it. Yeah, promise that. Go ahead.
Hey, guys, just an update.
What?
Disney Plus, congratulations.
Oh, 1 to 3 p.m.
November 12th.
1 to 3 p.m. I'll be
in.
There today.
Unbelievable. I'm in.
On your drive home today, listen to commercial free 5 p.m. now. Tomorrow morning, an all new Kevin and Bean show. I believe Allie will be signed up by then.
Oh, no, it's done.
Okay,
I just got
done.
The congratulations. Start streaming November 12, 2019. We'll be in touch leading up to lunch day. Thank you.
Tomorrow, we have Bean Makes Us Guests. It's Thursday, so we have Get Up on This with Jensen. We have Dr. Drew. We have Lana Del Rey in studio.
That will be fun.
Awesome.